Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. Today we're diving into something truly powerful. Practicing self-compassion in our daily lives. Now, I know what you might be thinking, self-compassion, isn't that just being soft on myself? And trust me, it's not about letting things slide or excusing bad behavior. It's about approaching ourselves with the same kindness, understanding, and acceptance we would offer a close friend going through a tough time. Ever felt like you were your own harshest critic? You know that feeling when you make a mistake and your inner voice starts spouting out a symphony of negativity? That's where self-compassion comes in. It's about silencing that inner critic and replacing it with a voice of support and encouragement. Think about it, we wouldn't treat our friends like that, would we? Imagine a buddy struggling at work, would you berate them for every little slip-up? Of course not. You'd offer words of support, remind them of their strengths, and help them see the bigger picture. So why do we often treat ourselves so much worse? Self-compassion is like a superpower. It helps us navigate life's inevitable ups and downs with grace and resilience. It allows us to learn from our mistakes without dwelling on them, to celebrate our successes without getting caught up in ego, and to approach challenges with a sense of calm and clarity. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate more self-compassion in your everyday life. 1. Recognize your humanity. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. We're all works in progress, constantly learning and evolving. Instead of beating yourself up over imperfections, acknowledge them with kindness and understanding. Think about it, even the most successful people have faced setbacks and failures along the way. Their ability to learn from those experiences and keep moving forward is what separates them from the rest. 2. Practice mindfulness. Self-compassion starts with awareness. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings throughout the day. When you notice that inner critic starting to chirp, gently acknowledge its presence without judgment. Remind yourself that these thoughts are just thoughts, they don't define you or your worth. Take a deep breath, focus on the present moment, and offer yourself a little kindness. 3. Treat yourself like a friend. Imagine a friend struggling with the same issue you're facing. What words of encouragement would you offer? What kind of support would you provide? Now extend that same compassion to yourself. Speak to yourself with kindness, understanding, and respect. Treat yourself as you would treat someone you truly care about. 4. Focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Take some time to reflect on your strengths and celebrate your accomplishments. Remember those moments when you felt proud of yourself, when you overcame a challenge, or when you made a positive difference in the world. Cultivating gratitude for your own strengths can help boost your self-esteem and create a more supportive inner environment. 5. Practice self-care. Self-care isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are great too. It's about taking intentional steps to nurture your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. This could include things like getting enough sleep, eating nutritious foods, engaging in activities you enjoy, spending time with loved ones, or simply taking breaks when you need them. Picture this. You're at work, and a big presentation isn't going as planned. Your palms start sweating, your mind races, and the dreaded inner critic starts whispering doubts. Instead of letting those feelings spiral out of control, you take a deep breath, remember that everyone makes mistakes, and remind yourself that this doesn't define your worth. You focus on the strengths you know you have, your preparation, your knowledge of the subject, your ability to connect with an audience, and you push through with confidence. See? That's self-compassion in action. Remember, life is a marathon, not a sprint. We're all going to stumble along the way. The key is to treat ourselves with kindness and understanding, learn from our experiences, and keep moving forward. By practicing self-compassion, we can create a more resilient, joyful, and fulfilling life for ourselves. So go out there, be kind to yourselves, and remember you've got this. Want to share your own stories of self-compassion or ask questions? Head over to our social media channels and join the conversation. And don't forget to subscribe to Everyday Stoicism, new episodes every day, helping you build strength, simplicity, and focus in your life. Until next time, keep it stoic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.